Meditation used to be the prerogative of people living in monasteries, mainly in the East, but to some extent also in the West. And as the collective consciousness on our planet is undergoing a shift, more and more ordinary people in ordinary life situations are ready to take up the practice of meditation. Meditation can be an important part of your transformation of consciousness. Meditation is not for everybody, but many people will find it extremely helpful. Meditation should not be considered an activity that is separate from your everyday life. And even if you have specific practices, eventually meditation should permeate your entire life. And what that means is that the state that we call presence or awareness then flows into whatever you do and wherever you are. Why meditate? We need to have a look at the normal state of consciousness of most human beings, which is the state of mind identification. That's to say, there's a continuous stream of thinking that happens in your mind during your waking hours, and to some extent even when you're asleep. And most people are completely identified with that stream of continuous thinking. So when we meditate, we are taking our attention out of the stream of thinking, where it usually is. And that means initially most people need some kind of meditation object to put their attention on. If you try to take your attention out of thinking without a meditation object to put your attention on, you will find, or most of you will find, that very quickly, after a few seconds, your attention gets reabsorbed by the thought processes. And off you are, thinking again and being identified with thinking. And so this is why we have meditation objects. A meditation object is something that you put your attention on, something that holds your attention. Traditionally, a meditation object can be a word or a few words that would usually be called a mantra. We don't use that technique in our meditation here. But in Kim's meditation, you are going to use as a meditation object your breathing, which is always there, and you're going to use your inner body, the energy field of your inner body, which is also always there, and various other meditation objects such as walking, eating, drinking, external movement, and so on. So a meditation object is something that you focus your attention on, something that takes your attention out of the stream of thinking. That is the purpose of the meditation object. Two of the meditation objects that we are going to use, the breath and the inner body, have been used for thousands of years. They're very ancient meditations, but what we are practicing here, what you will be practicing with Kim, is a modernized version, so to speak, of these ancient practices, breath meditation and inner body meditation. So using a meditation object is one stage of your meditation. It is not yet the deepest stage of your meditation. The deepest stage of your meditation, which can happen at any moment, the realization of that level can happen to you at any moment, even while when you're just beginning to meditate. The deepest meditation, and Kim will talk about that also, is when you become aware of consciousness itself or awareness itself. So the meditation object then gives way to the state of pure awareness, pure attention, pure consciousness. Most people for a while need to focus attention on something, and then gradually that gives way and becomes the state of pure attention. And this is why breath is particularly helpful as a meditation object, because breath as such has no form. It is formless. So you're already placing your attention on something that is formless, and that can very quickly take you deeper into the realization of that which is formless in yourself, which is consciousness itself, awareness itself. The inner body is equally helpful, because when you focus attention on the inner body, you are essentially focusing attention on spaciousness. Because the inner body, and we are not talking about the physical aspect of the inner body, we are not talking about the organs of the body, we are talking about something that is deeper than the organs of the body, the energy field. If you go deep enough into the inner body, you encounter a field of spaciousness. As physicists tell us, the human body is 99.999% empty space. So vast are the distances between the molecules and the atoms that make up the body. So we are essentially, although we look like solid or semi-solid entities, we are essentially space. So when we meditate, when we make our breath or the inner body into meditation objects, we are essentially already meditating on the formless. And that's why those two meditations can be particularly helpful. But all the other practices are helpful too, and you will have to choose initially which practice is the one that you find most helpful for yourself, the one that you feel most comfortable with, and then you practice that for a while, and then you try another practice. And it can happen at any stage that you suddenly become aware of that deeper level that I just mentioned. Even while your attention is on a meditation object, you can suddenly become aware that you are aware. And that is a beautiful moment, a very deep moment, when you go to a level within yourself that is formless. You can't define it in any way. You just know that you are that aware presence. And that realization can come, and then it might go again, and that's fine. Then your attention goes back on the meditation object. But the realization that you are the aware presence, this is the essential meditative realization, can come to you at any time. It may not even come while you're meditating. It can come anywhere. It can come at this very moment as you're listening to these words. It can come if I ask yourself, who is listening? And don't try to find an answer in words. Don't try to answer that through thoughts or words? Who is listening? Feel what the answer to that question is. Don't look to your mind for an answer. Who is listening to these words? I am. And you cannot define what that is. So that's essentially meditation. We could say that whenever you are deeply at one with the present moment, whenever you are not resisting this moment in any way, then the meditative space opens up. So when you do these meditation practices, it's easy to fall into the error that you're trying to achieve some particular state and at some future moment you're going to get there. That's the normal state of consciousness. It always looks to some future moment for fulfillment. When you meditate, meditation, if it works as it should, will take you deeply into the now. It will not take you into some future moment that's going to be more fulfilling. Then you're missing the meditation. So it's easy to miss it because the mind thinks, okay, I have to achieve this, become good at this. No. Be good at it now. Don't become good at it. Be good with the present moment. Don't try to get anywhere. Be deeply and completely where you are. That's meditation. And these practices can help you with that. If they are used rightly, it is quite possible to use them wrongly. And there are people who've been meditating for 20 years using their techniques wrongly because they're always trying to get somewhere else. So for those people who feel they want to practice meditation, it can become an important part of their transformation of consciousness. This is the transformation of consciousness that is happening all over the planet, which is the reason why so many people are now open to meditation, are now open to living more consciously. So why so many people are listening to this teaching. And so it seems a little strange at first that a person sitting quietly somewhere outside or in a room with their eyes closed, perhaps, is contributing to creating a new earth. And people may ask, well, what are you doing to create a new earth? What is your contribution? And of course, the main contribution, the most important contribution that you can make to creating a new earth is to allow a new state of consciousness to arise within you. And that's why we are here. Meditation is just a somewhat structured way to allow this new state of consciousness to arise. It is only this transformed state of consciousness that is arising now, even at this very moment as you listen to these words. Only this can become the foundation for a new earth. So it's the creation of a new earth is not essentially a doing. It's finding the dimension of being first and being rooted in being. If you're not rooted in being, in presence, in consciousness, no matter what you do and how active you are, you're not going to bring about a new earth, you're going to recreate the old. So now I'll hand you over to Kim, and I trust you will enjoy the meditations that you will be doing together. Not make it into a task. Approach it with seriousness, but without heaviness. There's nothing that you need to make happen. It's an allowing rather than a doing.